Hi, Peter. Sorry to...
Hello, how is it going?
It's good. Sorry to put you on hold so quickly there, but we're having some trouble with the phone.
Sweet. Yeah.
It was.
Kia ora, mate. Welcome. Well, I guess it's a welcome back to me. You guys did this last week, correct?
That's right. Welcome back to you, though.
Right on. Now, you're taking us... this is quite a current situation. You're getting us in the Netflix zone. Has something popped up on Netflix that we need to have a look at?
Yeah, and this is a shameful thing for somebody who doesn't have Netflix.
Don't worry about it.
It's interesting because they've released, you know, a whole new series on New Year's Day, which is this series called Messiah, 10 episodes, and I've read a whole lot of comments on it. But I'm really intrigued about the idea of picking up the Messiah idea and broadcasting it in contemporary America.
So it is based now, this...
Yes, right. Starts in the Middle East.
Okay.
Starts in Damascus with Messiah. I mean, we've got to beware, don't we, of spoilers. But it starts with a miraculous behavior by this Messiah figure who looks very Iranian and spectacularly Middle Eastern, proceeds through to America and seems a strange combination of the miraculous, the dodgy, the unscrupulous, the corrupt. This is a Messiah with a slightly blemished record.
Okay.
But...
is it like Wild Wild Country, or is it kind of like more David Copperfield? Sort of?
No, Wild Wild Country, I think, definitely.
Okay,
I mean, it's a thriller.
Okay.
And the story is pretty dramatic.
Right.
Every episode, as they do in episodes, they try to get a high in each episode. Some of them apparently fall fairly flat.
Okay.
But it's...
Good angle, though, I reckon.
It's compelling, I think, because in a secular society, doing a series about... a Messiah figure, and it raises an interesting question for all of us. What would we do if a Messiah-type person turned up and did miracles?
Is he claiming to be JC?
Would we alter our position about religion? Or, you know, when would we start believing is kind of the question. And you can imagine the media would go to works and find the spoilers of the information about the person, but there'd be avid believers. These are pretty sort of public spectacular events that are associated with them that make people believe. It's intriguing that at least one report suggests that it's the Antichrist, not the Messiah, depending on your point of view.
Now, has the TV show sort of raised the heckles of the conservative Christians in the US?
Yes, and so that was the suggestion of Religion Dispatches, which is a website which has got a pretty fair take on a lot of issues in religion that I often use. And it suggests that the kind of evangelical supporters of Trump are very, very open to Messiah-type language, and they're sort of seeing politics and political situations in highly religious terms. And so they suggest, and I mean, it's been the case in quite a lot of strange things that have happened in their support for Israel from this particular, well, some parts of the religious world in the USA, that excitement about anything that affects Israel links into this hope that the Messiah is going to reappear and that there are going to be dramatic events that unfold. And that has affected, at various points in US politics, it has led to some amazing, somewhat right-wing plots. And so the Netflix Messiah sort of plays on some of those fears, although, of course, it could easily be. There's equally an Islamic expectation. I was intrigued. Quite a lot of Islamic people are interested in that too.
Okay. It's a very religious part of the world.
Is it sort of a classic West versus the Middle East kind of plot?
I think there are Well, I mean, not having seen it, I don't know, but I think...
Oh, yeah, how many episodes are out at the moment? Like...
They're all out.
Oh, right.
Netflix releases a whole series in order to get you hooked.
Binge it, yeah, because it air. Yeah.
So if you've got you know, 10 hours ahead of you, there you are. You can fill them very easily.
That's a miracle in itself, I think.
Yes. Well, I know. But if it was a good series, and this is what will replace modern television, isn't it? That we'll simply hook into series and watch them as blockbusters, effectively.
Right on.
And if there's a powerful theme in it. It really could start making people think differently about issues, and that's what is interesting about this Netflix Messiah, because in both Islamic and Christian contexts there is this strong sense of end times which will transform the way that people will think about current world.
Peter, just on a personal level, what sort of miracle do you think you'd have to see to believe in a new Messiah?
I certainly think that if somebody started, I think ordinary healings, I'm afraid I would discount fairly much. Rising from the dead starts to be pretty spectacular.
That's zombies, though. That's different.
Yes.
Jesus is a zombie, though, to be fair.
A lot of so-called miracles are miracles of timing. That something happens, which is a perfectly natural event, but the timing suggests that it's significant.
But, I mean, I'm going to say it. Levitation. Just levitation. If I can cruise up and just make sure he's totally levitating.
Well, parts of the world have levitation, and it is of no significance. So,
damn.
You know, I mean, within the Hindu world, levitation, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's certainly reported.
Flights of the mind. Yeah. Is that your phone ringing, Peter? Have you got two phones?
It is, but I'm ignoring it.
Do you want to get it? You could get it.
No. It's
okay.
Fine.
All right. That's cool. Okay, so you're saying, worth a look? I mean, has anybody seen it out there? Send us a text if you've seen it, 5395, Messiah. Is it worth a squiz?
Yes, I think it would be. That's what we want to hear from listeners.
Are there big stars in it? Any heavy hitters? Who is the Messiah? Is he famous?
No, I'd never heard of him before.
Brad Pitt.
I don't think so, but then I'm probably the last person to ask about that.
Brad Pitt, but from when he was in that movie with the long hair, something about the mountains and stuff, he was... pretty babying in that movie.
No, you see, I'm basically interested in the way in which, in a secular society, to make a movie of something that's essentially pulling up a religious theme tells us that there's still a mighty lot of resonance in religious ideas.
Oh, it's classic stories.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, Peter, maybe next week, we've just had a text in, someone's asking about your thoughts about changes to the Education Act to remove religious instruction from schools.
Oh, yes, well,
schools?
I've already given my thoughts on News Talk ZB, so I didn't think I'd bother you with them. But it's interesting because a prominent person in the Bible and Schools person wants to meet with me tomorrow, so I presume that I'm being corrected
the stir.
Some of the things I said yesterday this morning.
Is that what your phone was ringing for, probably?
It could be. You might hate mail. Yes.
All right, Peter. Hey, we'll check in with you next week. Thank you very much,
mate. Excellent. Very good.
Bye.
Cheers, bro.